Today I'm talking with Frank Regano and Mariana Amster of Parallel Studios. Frank and Mariana are the founders and artistic directors of Currents, the Santa Fe International New Media Festival, a two-week citywide festival that opens tonight in the Rail Yard. There'll be all kinds of activities with receptions at Zane Bennett and the David Richard Gallery, and later, a very late-night Santa Fe event from 8:30 to midnight at El Museo Cultural. There will be video installations inside and outside. Frank and Mariana, welcome to Radio Cafe.
Thanks, Diana. Hey. Thanks for having us.
Can you tell our listeners about new media? What is new media art?
Well, the way we define it, it's a very broad term, but the way we define it is that any art that's created using digital technologies, basically, new media technologies.
So yeah. That's video, of
video.
Course.
Yeah, it can be interactive video. There's apps. We have a lot of like art apps and computer games on the on IMAX in the space. Audio.
We'll see a lot of TV monitors.
A lot of flat panels.
Panels.
Yeah, basically in El Museo, there's what's called single channel video, which means like on flat panels, you're just watching videos by artists. Regular videos, we have them looped, we have them projected. But then there's also what's called video installations or new media installations, where you have some form of digital technology, whether it's video or like with Robert Drummond, audio, where you actually enter an environment or a created almost architectural environment that is sculptural and involves new media technologies. And then, as Mariana said, there's apps and some IMAX sitting there with some interesting websites, and there's just all kinds of things. And interactive, and this year, for the first time, we have three pieces that'll be mostly showcased this weekend that are installations involving video, typically, or in one case not, but they also involve a performer. So there'll be an installation that you're viewing that also has a performance element to it.
Another unique thing this year is that we have a lot of handmade elements that are integrated into the new media installations, which we're really excited about.
Handmade such as?
Well, people who are using paper and sculpture that are very, very hands-on fabrics.
Very crafted. So that people, especially there's this one woman, Kayla Anderson from Chicago, who has a beautiful piece. It's a Native American-based piece, you know, in terms of the content. But it's very crafted. There's all these objects made out of felt and painted. It's beautiful, totally beautiful.
So there is some crossover between traditional art forms and...
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. And there's a lot of work that's like, you would actually call it like moving paintings. Robert Campbell has three large flat panels that slowly transform over time, but they're incredibly beautiful. But they're like paintings, but they're moving. So it's like that's kind of one genre of new media art. It's like moving paintings.
I think one of the most exciting parts is that you can really inhabit a lot of these spaces. So you're not so much standing outside of the piece, but you can step into the piece and become part of it.
And a lot of interactive work where you actually are altering the piece. They have a beautiful piece called Firewall, which is a screen that's, what's projected on is actually a spandex fabric, or similar to spandex. And as you push into the fabric with your hand, images like these, almost like electrical current images appear, and audio, music begins to play. So you're controlling the music and the image by pushing into this fabric.
I think for a lot of people, including myself until recently, it's kind of hard to understand new media art until you've experienced it. I went in and saw a piece recently, and I was expecting to just look at something. The interactivity part was really fascinating and kind of opened my eyes to a whole new world of what art can do.
That's right, yeah.
Is interactivity a pretty key element?
Well, I think the beauty of new media is that there isn't one defining element, really. And people are, I mean, what we do as curators is really look for the different ways that artists are using technology. But we're not just focused on the technology, we're really interested in the artist's use of the technology. So
yeah.
it's And while a lot of it's interactive, you can also go and sit and just, you know, be absorbed in a more contemplative piece. It's a very wide range of types of work.
At tonight's opening at El Museo, there will be outdoor installations as well.
Well, unless it rains.
But we can't complain about the rain.
Right.
And also, I just wanted to say one thing. I think you said 8:30. Actually, our opening is at 6.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, the opening actually goes from 6 to midnight. But the outdoor video and installations, they start at 8:30.
And also tonight, there'll be, besides the installation / performance pieces, on the stage at El Museo will be an incredible piece by a woman, Miwa Maya Trek. She's a screen, two projections, one from the front, one from the back, but her silhouette in the back, and it's animation that she's created. It's incredible animation.
Animation?
Yeah. But she interacts with the video. Her silhouette becomes part of the piece.
It's kind of like a human shadow puppet. It's really
yeah,
very
it's
beautiful.
Yeah, very, very beautiful. So that'll happen 3 times tonight. It's a 20-minute performance.
So performance art is a part of this, too.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Kind of integrating all kinds of art forms.
This mm-hmm. this Friday and, I mean, Saturday and Sunday night, there'll be performances at El Museo at 7:30. But we also have experimental documentary evenings at CCA and at El Museo. And we have a artist talk by Cesar Meneghetti tomorrow, Saturday.
So people can really check out the entire schedule
online. That's
right.
That's right.
And we'll give the website again in a few minutes, but it's currentsnewmedia.org.
That's right.
It's also free, which is a great thing to remember. If you're thinking about what to do tonight, you can always drop by and check it out. When did you start the first Currents New Media, International New Media Festival?
Well, actually, the first show we did was at CCA in 2002 in the warehouse. And it was a small show, just basically for us and our friends, local new media people. And we did that for a couple of years, just kind of almost like a whim that when we were ready with new work, we would put a show together. But then in 2010, we made a connection with El Museo, that incredible, exhibition space. It's just, there's no other space of that size in Santa Fe. And then it became an annual event, and it is now international. We're bringing people from various places in the world and
all over the U.S.
All over the U.S.
And you know, it's really citywide too, because not only are it's at El Museo, but it's also at CCA, IAIA, Institute of American Indian Arts, in their digital dome. There's projections there, and especially this weekend is a good time to go out there because we're going to have a shuttle bus in the afternoons running out to IAI and back. So people can come to the exhibition at El Museo and then take the shuttle bus out and come back to the exhibition. And that schedule is also on our website for that. But it's also David Richard Gallery, Warehouse 21, Zane Bennett Gallery.
CCA. Beautiful piece at CCA.
Axel Contemporary.
And all will have different types of, I'm sure if you went to different venues, you'd see the whole range.
That's
a
right.
whole range. I'm not sure it's really defined. It's so broad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And ever-changing, I would think.
That's
yeah,
right.
Every year, it's, now a lot of artists are using it Connect, where a couple of years ago that wasn't really part of the scene. So,
so
it changes all the time.
People can really spend the whole weekend going from one venue to another, and it becomes like this little journey you can take around town and see all different kinds of work.
And it actually runs to or through June 30th.
That's right, June 30th.
And the last weekend, there's a performance by D Numbers.
In the Rail Yard, free concert.
Yeah, free concert. Jamie Heath Productions is putting it on in conjunction with us with D Numbers.
And that's always a popular one,
yeah.
A popular local band and a
mm-hmm.
popular concert in the Rail Yard.
Mm-hmm.
How many artists are participating this year?
That's kind of a tricky question, actually. In terms of the people we're bringing into town, we have 26 artists that are coming in. And they are mostly installation artists, and they come and install their work. And then
between all the venues, there's
it's 100. About 84 individual artists, but then there are presenters on top of that. So it just depends how you count it.
But
there's so much to check out, and again, there's a full schedule at your website, which is
currentsnewmedia.org.
And I'm sure you can also find some events listed in the local Paso Tiempo, which did a great article on the festival. Everyone should check that out, as well as in the Santa Fe Reporter. Thank you so much for being with me today.
Thank you.
I know
Thank
you have
you.
A lot to do today to get ready.
Thanks a lot, Diane.
Thank you. And I'm now going to welcome an artist who's one of the participants in the International New Media Festival Currents. Welcome to Robert Drummond, a local video installation and all-around video artist. I'm not even sure quite how to describe him, but we'll talk more about that. Hi, Robert.
Hi, Diana. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great.
Great.
I had the privilege of getting a sneak preview of the piece you'll be exhibiting tonight at El Museo. It's called Wave Field. And can you tell us a little bit about the piece?
Absolutely. Wave Field is a interactive audio installation. And I'm going to give you the technical aspects first,
okay.
So it's kind of a mouthful. But it's an interactive audio installation that utilizes ultrasonic speakers and a parabolic reflector, along with an automated lighting system and interactive sensors, basically Kinect sensors. And that's the big technical spiel. But basically what it is a large room that you walk into. It sort of drapes like a tented area. As you walk in, you see these lights that are synchronized to the movement and the sound that is occurring within the space. And so my job as a media artist is to basically go into a space and be an architect. This is a live location. I love it.
Right.
Thanks for waking me up on my birthday, by the way. I appreciate it.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you. And so you go into this space.
It's okay.
Okay.
We're used to it. The listeners can still hear you.
You go into the space, and it picks you. The sensors pick you up and assign you a sound. And so you walk around, and you start to modulate and manipulate that sound just by moving. And as you move from one area of the installation to another area of the installation, you start to blend sounds and control them, sort of create your own natural audio output. Now, the source material is really interesting for these sounds because a lot of them were recorded in New Mexico on location, where I took a field recording kit out and went to, like, the Santa Fe River. And let me tell you, I got an interesting sound the other day, which was recording the Santa Fe River, actually, the diversion dam drinking the water from the Santa Fe River. So,
occurrence, or?
Well, I think it's happening every day.
Okay. You didn't get much water running, though, did you?
No, there's a bit of water out there, which made me happy. But I was recording at the diversion dam, and I was listening to this water sound, and I started to realize that that's the sound of a city drinking. And it was just really fascinating.
But when all that sounds very impressive, and it is impressive, but when I saw the installation, I was just impressed and surprised at what I saw because I couldn't tell what was going on until I actually went in there and walked around and, as you said, interacted with the piece and, as you said, saw how it responded to the things I did. It's definitely an interactive piece where people enter a kind of constructed field, a wave field, and experience the piece and kind of have to figure out what's going on themselves. So it requires something of the viewer, maybe a little more than traditional paintings or sculpture.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah, and there's going to be a little bit of an explanation for people when they walk into the exhibit to sort of explain how it works. Sometimes with interactive exhibits, people will walk through them and not really understand what's happening. They won't be aware of the triggers. It does require a little bit more. I mean, you know, often when people are walking through museums, they'll look at the placard first to see if they recognize the artist, and if they don't, they'll just sort of avoid the painting and move on to the next one until they find a name that they can gravitate towards.
Right.
And this is a little bit more of a work experience where you have to, not work, but a connected experience where you have to listen to the piece and really understand what you're doing to it and pay attention to that to deliberately create something from it.
I'd almost call it a play experience, in fact. I watched a bunch of adults in it and a couple of kids. I don't know if in it is the correct term, but experiencing it. And it really brings out people's playfulness and curiosity, I noticed.
And people have to work together inside of an interactive installation if they want to try to create something beautiful, especially in terms of sound. Sound is such a multi-layered, delicate, and emotional field to work in. once you sort of realize your sound in the piece and start to craft it, you have to understand what's going on with someone else's sound in the room. And when they walk, when people walk across from you, can actually jump somebody else's sound and take it.
How long have you been working on the piece?
Wayfield's been in the plans now for I think about 5 months. And it's had several other great people. I had Jim Bell down from Montreal working on programming. David Merrill at Site Santa Fe helped do industrial design on the reflector panel. And that's been really helpful because when the sound bounces across the room now, you don't know where it's coming from. It sort of surrounds you. And then you think it's coming from one direction, but it's actually coming from 180 degrees, the opposite direction. And so it's really made the piece complete, I think. It's tightened up. You should come see it again.
I will do that. It's really hard to explain the piece. I know listeners might be a bit puzzled, but what I say is come see it, and it will experience it for yourself, I guess, is the way to say it.
Yeah, come listen.
What is your background? Do you have sound, audio, lighting? You have all that.
I've spent about in the neighborhood of 14, 15 years as a installation video artist. So I've been working with installation, single-channel, multi-channel installations, public artworks. I've done several permanent public artworks for cities like Virginia Beach, and I'm working on a project right now for the city of Los Angeles. It's another installation using single-channel video, and I bridged then into multi-channel video, and after that, I started experimenting with interactive last year. So I had a piece with Isaiah 2012 that was called District in Albuquerque, and that went really well, so I kind of continued on the interactive vein.
Is Santa Fe a big interactive art hotspot? Do we have a good interactive scene or new media scene?
It's becoming that way. I mean, Currents is really built it up completely. I was on that first show they were talking about in 2002.
Really?
And I've watched the whole city come around since then, and it's been really great to be a part of it.
We should mention you're a local artist, a Northern New Mexico artist. Your studio is in Mora?
No, my studio is in Santa Fe.
Okay, got it. His studio is in Santa Fe. And do you get other things out of the festival? Is it interesting for you to meet the other artists participating and see what they're doing?
Yeah, I mean, it's at this point, it's sort of a lot of usual suspects. So it's wonderful to have this community. It's become an international community of characters that come together every year to see this. And we've all started to build bonds with each other and exchange information. And it's one of the few times all year long that I can actually sit down with somebody and talk about interactive programming and, you know, have a beer and geek out on these things that are, you know, normally in New Mexico, we're thinking about the wood and the water and the trucks and, and the horses and all these things. And
right.
It's nice to sort of sit down and really talk about interactive technology and the future of video art. Because then all these people are pretty key players, I think, as we move forward.
Where are some other cities that are the centers for video art, new media art? Los Angeles, I would think.
Los Angeles, which is where I'm from originally, or before this. And Montreal has become a really, really, really hot spot. They have video festivals like all year long. I've been interested in getting up there and checking that out. New York has a very vibrant interactive scene. That's where some of the mainline programmers are that are the international hits. And
do you do any programming yourself, or are you more the visualizer?
I do. I do experiment in programming, but I, you know, mainly my training is in film and video and audio, and so I'm really best at building installations and kind of creating scenarios and doing the interrelation with government and public art and creating the pieces and then bringing in key players to help, because the things that I'm constructing they're a little bit too complicated for just one person. It needs a team to make them, and so I'm usually directing that team and bringing it forward.
And tonight at El Museo, will your piece be inside or outside?
My piece is inside, and come look for it because it's sort of stashed in the corner over by one of the offices. A good thing to look for is the trees. You can actually go. El Museo has all these wild set pieces, old set pieces from the opera inside of it. So if you look under the trees, you'll kind of find your way through the forest, and that's where my enchanted piece is. It's kind of like a Sahara tent. It's pretty bizarre.
Well, I encourage people to come out and see it, to experience it. And I want to say thanks to Robert Drummond for being here. If people want to find out more about your art or see some examples and learn about you, I believe they can go to robertdrummond.com.
Two M's.
Two M's. Drummond. All right, well, thanks so much for being here, Robert.
Thanks, Di. You're really good at this. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Good luck tonight, and I hope to see you, if not tonight, this weekend.
Cheers.
Okay, thank you. We're going to take a break in a minute, and when we come back, I will have Rob DeWalt with us. We will be talking about Speaking of the Arts, the weekly segment where we fill Santa Feans on great things to do this weekend, what's up and coming, and what you don't want to miss. Please stay tuned. And we're back with Santa Fe Radio Cafe. I'm Diana, sitting in for Mary Charlotte, and I want to welcome to the show Rob DeWalt. Rob is a regular on the show, but he is has a new gig that you might not have heard about. Rob is now senior editor at New Mexico Magazine. Hi, Rob.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm muddling through the first hours of the day. I've got, like, supersized coffee. I think I'm going to be okay.
Great. And it's good coffee here at the Santa Fe Baking Company.
Sure.
How's
absolutely.
Your new gig at New Mexico?
It's doing marvelous, you know. It's a hit the ground running kind of situation, which is just the way journalism works. And I'm really enjoying it. Yeah.
Good. You got a good team over there.
We do. We have a really great team. It's a really small town, too. I was at Maria's for dinner last night and ran into the nephew of a former photographer of New Mexico Magazine. So, very small town.
Santa Fe for
you. In that respect, yeah.
And yet, when it comes to arts, which we will be speaking of, it seems like a bigger town.
Yeah. No, I mean, I have to say that Currents it's my favorite new media festival anywhere. And the fact that it's right here in Santa Fe is doubly impressive. You know, the New Mexico Tourism Department just really vehemently supports this this particular event. And the festival, it's a feast for the eyes, but it's also a feast for the mind. And it was a great sort of interview with those folks you did there. That was marvelous.
Thank you.
I picked up a catalog, and I'll be trolling my way through everything as much as I can.
2 weeks of it. There's a lot.
June 14th to the 30th. Yeah, it's a lot. It's up for a while. Meander through the rail yard and get lost.
Absolutely.
In there.
Tonight, too. I love that there's something going on at night outside that
exactly.
goes pretty late.
Right. And what do we have? We have Father's Day this weekend, correct?
I'm embarrassed to say I don't know.
I
better get move on.
It's Father's Day on the, I believe it's the, yeah, it's the 16th.
You're right. You are right.
It's the
16th. No, you're right. Sorry, Dad. That's why I'm a little worried about it, but I think you're correct.
The reason I know this is that a colleague of mine is on the organizing board for Motorado, which is this wonderful sort of motorcycle club, and it's a classic motorcycle show. And on Father's Day, out at La Tienda in El Dorado, from I believe it's 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., they are going to have this wonderful motorcycle show. I believe. All the classic motorcycles that are going to be on exhibit are sort of mid 80s. So there's going to be a lot of old bikes there. There's going to be some a riding demo by the Moto Police at 12:30.
Hmm.
The great thing about this event, though, is they have a lot of sponsors this year, which is awesome. But last year, the event raised $1,500 for the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society.
Ah, one of our favorite causes.
Exactly. And this year, they are donating again all of the proceeds to that shelter and Humane Society. So there's going to be over about 100 classic motorcycles. And last year, they had about 1,500 attendees, and they're hoping to sort of pump that up this year. So
it's a pretty big festival.
If you're into motorcycles or your kids are into motorcycles and you want to have a good time and support the Animal Shelter of Santa Fe, head out to La Tienda in El Dorado on Sunday, June 16th between 10 and 2.
Very nice.
Wow, that was a mouthful, wasn't it?
It was, but worth handling.
Yes. I love bikes, so.
Do you have one yourself?
I don't. My mother would kill me. My partner used to have one, and then he realized we lived in Pecos, and he realized how dangerous it was, and he was like, no,
that drive.
We're going to get rid of it. Yeah.
Here's another activity going on in the rail yard that looks very interesting this weekend. It's Project in Motion, an aerial dance company, will be performing an aerial dance event called The Palace at Night. Project in Motion is an aerial dance company based in southern New Mexico with strong roots in Indiana. Which might be an aerial dance hotspot, too. This performance is at the Rail Yard June 14th and 15th. In the Rail Yard, yeah, so it might even be part of Currents. I don't know that.
I don't know if it's part of Currents, but.
All performances begin at 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. Tickets are available at 982-8309.
Cool. Yes. This is also the week, this weekend is also the Fantasy Festival.
That's right.
Did we speak about this?
Not today. I think Cindy Kahn was on yesterday or the day before.
Okay.
But tell us again, because it's really worth knowing about.
I'll just run through it real quick. They opened they renovated the skate plaza into Vargas Park, and they also did some renovations to the park itself. And so from 3 to 11 on Saturday, which is tomorrow, if no one has a calendar, there's going to be this great Fantasy Festival presented by Creative Santa Fe. And a bunch of community collaborators, and you know, they all got together, and there's going to be performances by NDI, National Dance Institute of New Mexico, and Santa Fe Opera Apprentices, and all kinds of really cool bands like As and We, which is one of my favorite local bands. Okay, and that's 3 to 11 p.m. And there's all kinds of things. You can go to Creative Santa Fe's website and find out more about this festival, and there's a schedule up there. It's got the sort of list of all the events and the times, and they have some fun sort of tie-ins with local businesses in and around that area. So that's going to be a cool outdoor activity, weather permitting or not. It's just going to go on.
I think Santa Fans will be outside this weekend even if it rains, because it's so nice to see that moisture.
I know. I sat on my porch last night and actually forced myself to go to bed so I could fall asleep to the rain.
It was very nice.
That's how you know you're living in New Mexico, is when you go to sleep so you can hear the rain.
I think you've probably heard about this one. There's a big concert this weekend. Emmylou Harris and Rodney Crowell will be playing at the Downs. Opening for them is Sarah Jarosz, who is also supposed to be fantastic. And the good news for our listeners is we are going to give away a free pair of tickets to our first caller. Let me say that this concert starts June 15th at 7 o'clock. You can bring blankets and lawn chairs. No outside food or drink, but it's your chance to hear Rodney Crowell and Emmylou Harris, who have collaborated recently and, of course, have a huge fan base. I think it should be a pretty great concert. Again, we're going to give away a pair of tickets to the first caller. Please call 428-1382 and tell them you're interested, and you got it.
Sweet. Free tickets.
Free tickets to the Downs, we don't often have concerts at the Downs.
No, we used to. There used to be a music festival out there. I think it lasted for 1 or 2 years, and it's been sort of dry out there in terms of music. So that's a wonderful venue for seeing music. Actually, Colorblind Poet, Daniel Murphy of Colorblind Poet, is going to be performing at the Second Street Brewery at the Rail Yard tonight at 5:30 p.m. And there's no cover for that. And that's going to be a great show.
He is colorblind, or
no? He's from a band called Colorblind Poet.
There you go. That's how hip
yes.
I am. That's right there.
And happy birthday, Eli Levin. Right.
Happy birthday.
He's having a 75th celebration. And an exhibition of intaglio prints and paintings. There's a reception tonight it opens at 5 tonight, and it's up through July 7th. But if you want to go to the reception tonight, head over to Argo's studio at 1211 Louisa Street and check out Eli's intaglio prints and paintings, and wish him a happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Another definitely. Opening tonight is a new work by Santa Fe's Theater Works. The new piece is called Mr. Rose. Am I pronouncing that right? And
it
will be opening tonight at the James A. Little Theater, and running through June 23rd. There are performances throughout the next 10 days or so. The play is a colorful, romantic work that's brimming with theatricality. That's a good word, and surprises from start to finish. It is written by Miguel de Gellerode, and again, it's by Santa Fe's Theater Works. For more information, you can call 505-471-1799.
Yeah. Marvelous. I love Neil Simon, but I love even more Robert Knott, my old colleague over at Pasa Tiempo, and he's going to be in Neil Simon's Chapter 2, along with another of the few other wonderful actors. It's being put on by Thirsty Brush Productions and Santa Fe Playhouse. There's an opening gala at 6:30 p.m. tonight at the Playhouse over there on East of Vargas Street, just steps from my new office. And you can get tickets by going to santafeplayhouse.org. Let's see. It runs June 14th and then June 15th and June 20th and June 16th and continues Thursdays and Sundays through June. So there's, if you go to Santa Fe Playhouse website, I'm sure you can find a fuller schedule than what I just gave you. But it's going to be a great play, and I'm going to go and support my old friend Robert. And I don't know, do you like Neil Simon?
I do. I haven't seen any of his work in a while.
Yeah, it's been a while for me too, so I'm looking forward to that.
This sounds like a good one.
Absolutely. I did want to mention real fast, I'm not sure if the folks from Currents mentioned this, but Warehouse 21
uh-huh.
is doing this wonderful thing called Illuminated Warehouse. And it's tied into Currents. New Media Festival. It's Molly Bradbury and a group of folks calling themselves Vocabulary, which is actually Jason Goodyear, Mara Leader, and Tim Hackett. And they're going to be doing this wonderful sort of audio-visual experience. It's a tie-in, but it's at the Teen and Arts Center over there. And it's free.
It's free again. It's almost hard to cover all these cool free events this weekend.
I know. You got to go out and find a catalog of all the events because it's crazy. There's a schedule inside. This, you know, Warehouse 21 is a pretty cool space. They're going to provide chairs, so you know if your knees get weak from walking around the rail yard, you can
they just might.
Yeah, you can just plop yourself down and take a load off.
Another, it's not free, but it's very affordable. Are some events at the Lensic this weekend? It's Big
yes.
Screen Classics 80s Comedy Weekend at the Lensic.
Yay!
It's Ferris Bueller's Day Off is tonight. Tomorrow the movie with Matthew Broderick, and tomorrow night is Back to the Future night.
Wow.
So two great 80s comedy, both started at 7 o'clock, 7 p.m. at the Lensic tonight and tomorrow night. Tickets are available at 988-1234 or ticketsantafe.org.
Yeah.
And who doesn't love Ferris Bueller or Back to the Future?
I was like really angry at my partner because I knew this event was happening, and he came home. He went out and bought like a DVD of Ferris Bueller's Day Off in a bargain bin. I said, that's a movie that you watch like 10 times when it first came out, and then you watch it maybe once a year to remember why it's so good. I said, we should have gone to the theater, so we're still going to go.
Oh, good. But and it's always fun to see it in a crowd. Like I saw The Big Lebowski last year at the Lensic or the year before, and it's just more fun once in a while.
Yeah, that whole twist and shout parade scene, you know, it tends to get people a little up and out of their seats anyway.
Twisting and shouting.
And it's got a lot of one-liners. It's like the Rocky Horror Picture Show of the 80s, you know, that gen, you know, for hip kids, I guess. God, I can't believe I just said that. I'm getting old.
You're not so old. But the great John Hughes film tonight, come and see it and come back tomorrow.
Yes. Absolutely.
Now, Rob, have you read Ulysses, and how many times?
I've read Ulysses once in high school because I was forced to.
I didn't think you'd say more than once.
Yeah.
That would be quite a feat. Well, it's Bloomsday coming up on Sunday, June 16th. Ulysses is set on June 16th, 1904. So every year, James Joyce fans celebrate Bloomsday, and this year you can celebrate it, if you are interested, at the New Mexico History Museum. We'll have Professor James Heffernan giving a free in-depth talk on Leopold Bloom, the hero of James Joyce's Ulysses, to commemorate Bloomsday. That's at 3 o'clock at the New Mexico History Museum. Also on Sunday from 9 to 1, and again right after the lecture, the museum will be playing an audio recording of Ulysses with books available for visitors to read along. I don't know if they're presenting the entire recording, the entire book, but you could at least stay for part of it. Again, this is at the New Mexico History Museum.
At the New Mexico History Museum?
Yeah.
Okay.
Downtown, and their website is, I believe, newmexicohistorymuseum.org.
Yeah. I am torn at this point, I'm sorry to say, because tonight is also Summer Brew 2013.
Uh-oh.
But here's the thing. Who wants to drink beer for 5 hours? Don't answer that question out loud. From 4 to 9 p.m. at the Santa Fe Farmers Market Pavilion, tonight is Summer Brew 2013. It's put on by the New Mexico Brewers Guild and various partners and stuff. It's a great tasting event. Tickets are available at holdmyticket.com. Chris Goblet, who runs the sort of that organization, is a marvelous promoter of New Mexico breweries, and he really knows how to assemble a tasting event. And it's at the farmer's market, which is in the rail yard, so there's lots of activity in that area going on this weekend.
There really is.
I'm so happy that there's so much more activity going on there this year than last year.
During the whole summer, you mean?
During the whole summer, yeah.
You're right.
I mean,
concerts,
we've got this,
movies.
Santa Fe Pride is sneaking up on us. There's all kinds of things happening in the rail yard. I think it's fantastic.
It's coming together.
Yeah. I wanted to mention real quick that Destiny Allison Fine Art in El Dorado is having an opening. Monica Caden has an installation, and Irina Thomas has some lino-cut prints, and there's a reception on Saturday, as well as a panel discussion from 5 to 7 p.m., and that is in that is also in El Dorado, Destiny Allison Fine Art. And a fine gallery and a fine, I love Monica Caden's work, so wanted to get that in there.
I'm not familiar with it, but I trust you, Rob.
Trust me.
Here's an Albuquerque event that I think a lot of Santa Feans might be interested. AMA, who I believe they call the Hugging Saint,
uh-huh.
AMA, the renowned humanitarian from India, will visit Albuquerque on June 17th and 20th. There will be free public programs on both those days throughout the day. And this is at the Marriott Pyramid North, a.k.a. the Pyramid Hotel that you can see off I-25. I know AMA's very popular, and there will be a big turnout, but if you'd like more information, you can call 512-694-4375. Or you can call the Marriott, or you can visit, this is probably your best bet, visit AMA.org, that's AMMA.org.
AMMA.org.
Have you ever been hugged by AMA?
I have not.
I have not either, but I hear it, in all seriousness, I hear it can be a transformative experience.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Hey, I want to talk about one other out-of-town event this weekend. It's the Red River Fine Art and Wine Festival.
In Red River,
yeah.
I take it.
I couldn't just leave wine hanging, you know. We did the beer thing. We got to
right.
go to the wine thing. Fine Art and Wine Festival is going to be auctions, a fine art show, tastings, live music. It's in Brandenburg Park in Red River. It's not that far from here, folks, really. Red River Fine Art and Wine Festival.com for more information on that.
Why you'd want to leave Santa Fe this weekend when there's so much going on, I don't know, but you might. It might be
yeah.
cooler up there, and it seems
Take
could
a drive.
Be a really nice road
Take
trip.
Take a road trip, yeah. That's what I say. Take a road trip. What else is going on? Let's see.
If you're a rock fan, you might want to head to Sandia Resort and Casino this weekend for the Tedeschi Trucks Band and Grace Potter and the Nocturnals. They will be playing. It's a benefit concert, and it's at Sandia Resort and Casino. Tickets are at Ticketmaster.com. Just thought I'd throw that one in there.
We don't want to leave out our lovely plaza. This weekend is also the 35th annual Challenge New Mexico Arts and Crafts Festival. And works by more than 200 artists on the plaza. 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday. Let me see if that event is actually happening on Sunday. I'm not sure.
I'm sorry, which organization
the,
is this one?
It's the 35th annual Challenge New Mexico Arts and Crafts Festival.
Nice.
So it's from 9 to 6 on Saturday and Sunday. And that's going to be, wow, that's a lot of artists, 200. So...
The plaza is going to be packed.
Plaza is going to be packed. The rail yard is going to be packed. There's going to be lots of things to do.
And it's supposed to be a little cooler this weekend, I think.
I certainly hope so. I mean, it's what did we get? Like maybe 10 minutes of rain or 20 minutes of rain last night. And I woke up this morning, and the moisture had expanded my bathroom door so much that it won't shut.
Already?
Yeah.
I wonder how much we got. I think maybe a quarter inch, maybe not even that much. I don't know, but.
No. It was very little, but. I'll take it.
I will, too.
I'll take it. I don't have a cat or dog of the week this week, but, you know, I do want to mention the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society is always looking for adoptive families, you know. Go in there, kitties, bunnies, puppies.
Especially at summertime. The kids might be home and have time to play with the new pet.
Yeah, absolutely. And socialize with it and train it.
Train it. There's that, too.
Yeah.
You know, it's Music on the Hill season again. I think it's every Wednesday at St. John's College. There's an outdoor concert. It's a really popular, fun series. It kicked off this past week with Faith Amore, who is a jazz vocalist, but also a teacher at, I believe it's Carlos Gilbert. Well, this week, on June 19th, we've got Santa Fe Great Big Jazz Band with vocalist Joan Kessler. That should be a good one at St. John's College on the Hill. Concerts begin at 6. They run from 6 to 8. You can bring food. You can buy food there. It's a great way to get outside, meet new people, and enjoy music under the stars. I guess under the sunshine. It's still light by 8 o'clock these days. For more information on the Music on the Hill series at St. John's College, visit stjohnscollege.edu. Please.
Sweet. Something for the kids. This is talk about road trips. Ride the Cumbres and Toltec Scenic Railroad train with Thomas the Tank Engine.
Thomas is coming to town.
Thomas is coming to town, baby. I believe this is the line that goes from Antonito, New Mexico, up to Colorado, and then
beautiful,
back.
Beautiful country.
And as far as I know, kids 12 or under, or kids under 12, ride for nothing. But this might be a special ride that they do have to pay for. I'm not sure. Don't
because Thomas is there, and they have to pay for his, you know, his agent and
yeah,
the rest of it.
That's
all
true.
His
makeup
appearance fees.
And
yeah.
Hair, and it's really expensive. So June 15th and 16th, and June 21st through the 23rd. And you can call 888-286-2737 for ticket prices and details. Thomas, yay.
You know, we'll talk more about this one next week, but I just wanted to give everyone a heads up. Santa Fe Bandstand summer season starts on the 21st, which
yes.
is next Friday. So you might want to go to santafebandstand.org and just check out this summer schedule. It's varied. There's bound to be someone you like. They've got local bands. They've got bands from out of town. santafebandstand.org, just another really great summer in Santa Fe activity. You know summer's here
yeah.
when the plaza starts rocking.
And Outside In Productions has a great new website for the series. It's really easy to navigate. There's sort of band bios, you know, real quick blurbs to give you sort of a flavor of what the music is. And it's a lot easier to navigate. It's fun. It's easier to plan your day that way.
It is, yeah. right, because they have noon concerts as well as evening concerts,
yeah.
correct?
Uh-huh. And I believe there's a printable schedule, and I think it's in PDF form. You can just print it out, throw it in your car, and you're done.
And be ready.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. What else is... Oh, what do we go? On Saturday, we have Son Como Son.
Son Como Son?
Salsa band, free... Well, Mary Charlotte would kill me if I didn't mention this.
Yes.
Salsa band, free dance lessons, 8:15 to 9 p.m., music follows, in, guess what, El Dorado at the La Tienda Performance Space. And that's from 8:15 to 9 p.m. is the lessons, and then following is the dance. And I'm sure people just dance late into the evening there. So
me
that's
too.
Gonna be fun.
So another hot spot this weekend is El Dorado.
Yes. Gosh, there's so much going on. I just can't get it all in. Did we talk about Oliver Prezant's
No, at talk? Collected Works? No, we did not, but maybe we should.
Yes. He's going to be, Oliver Prezant is the Santa Fe Community Orchestra Director, and he's going to be talking about the Santa Fe Opera's mounting of the Grand Duchess of Geraldstein? I can't pronounce that. Geraldstein? Stein? I don't know.
That sounds right to me.
Okay. Where's Dorothy when you need her? 10 a.m., Collected Works Bookstore over there on Galisteo Street, and that is 10 a.m. Saturday.
And he is the Santa Fe Community Orchestra, is that right, conductor?
Yes. And the Buckaroo Balls this weekend.
The Buckaroo Balls this weekend, and I think it has, does it have a Sleep at the Wheel
yep,
performing
a Sleep at the Wheel,
year?
There's going to be dinner, there's going to be auctions, all kinds of stuff. It's from 6 to 10:30 p.m. out there at Buffalo Thunder Resort and Casino. You can go to buckarooball.com for ticket information. That's Saturday. Wow. Everything's just sneaking up on me this year.
That's what I was going to say. It just doesn't seem time yet.
I know.
Here's a Father's Day concert. It's a free Father's Day concert by the Santa Fe Concert Band with Greg Heltman, director. The Father's Day concert is on Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Federal Courthouse on the green, on the grass at the Federal Courthouse at the corner of Washington Street and Paseo de Peralta. This is free, donations are welcome, and to find out more, you can go to santafeconcertband.org. And this concert is in memory of Peter Russell Foreman. I don't know Mr. Foreman, but
no,
I'm sure you can find out more about his life if you attend the concert.
If you still can't think of anything to do in Santa Fe this weekend, and by now you probably should be able to find something, New Mexico Magazine's June issue has a great piece by Candelora Versace called 25 Reasons to Love Santa Fe. And we love it so much, we posted an extra 25 on our website. So there's really 50 reasons to love Santa Fe. And I'm sure some of them overlap with what we've spoken about today. But it's a great little piece. And actually, it's not little.
It's long. I've seen it with lots of great pictures.
Yeah, wonderful pictures.
And Candelora is a longtime Santa Fean.
Longtime Santa
writer.
Fan.
I think we can trust her choices, and I'm sure that the editors on your team helped out a bit, too.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I saw your boss on TV the other day. I don't even know what program it was, but I caught Dave Herndon, the editor of New Mexico Magazine, and maybe even the publisher.
He's the editor-in-chief.
Okay.
Yeah.
He did a great job.
Yeah.
On his TV show, on the TV show he appeared on.
Yeah, I've seen him around on TV. He was on Fox a while back, and he's our fearless leader. And we love him.
New
Mexico
love him
Dance
too.
Coalition. Oh no, I got to talk about this. New Mexico Dance Coalition student scholarships. This is sort of a public service announcement. Three scholarships awarded to New Mexico residents ages 8 to adults in the amount of $400. You can go to New Mexico Dance or nmdancecoalition.org for guidelines.
Nice.
And applications are being accepted through July 26th. So mark your calendars.
There is an annual book sale this weekend, something I always like to go to.
Yes.
It's at the New Mexico Museum of Art at 107 West Palace. It's their yearly fundraising book sale. They've got all kinds of new and gently used books, including books on art, photography, architecture, and the Southwest. It's from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, tomorrow, again, annual book sale at New Mexico Museum of Art.
Sweet.
You might stop in.
There are some films opening this weekend, but there's also, on Sunday, the Santa Fe Jewish Film Festival presents Hava Nagila, the movie. Q&A and reception with cinematographer Diana Taylor follows the screening, and that's at 4 p.m. over there at the Center for Contemporary Arts on Old Pecos Trail. There's going to be a reception. And if you go to santafejff.org, you can find out more information.
Which sounds like it would stand for Jewish Film Festival.
Yeah.
Santa Fe, so you're going to find out a whole lot more information.
Absolutely.
There are a lot of good movies out right now.
I hear our outro music.
Do you hear our outro music? I do too. Well, I want to say thank you so much to Rob DeWalt for being here today. Rob DeWalt from New Mexico Magazine, and I hope you'll come back.
Absolutely.
And we'll have Candace Walsh from New Mexico Magazine next week and Rob the following week.
Absolutely. I will be here week after next.
Thanks so much. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Diana, sitting in for Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company, streaming on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dot Foil Computer Services, and we're at facebook.com/radiocafemc. Please stay tuned for the BBC News Hour. It's not the news hour, it's just the news. Please stay tuned for the BBC News, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, jazz. Thanks for being with us today.
Have a good weekend.
Have a good one.